This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
Jasmine Crichton is news director of News 3 at Western Illinois University, and Will Buss is the director of student publications at Western. And today, let's talk about this group called the Coalition to Save Local Media. They describe themselves as a diverse group of media organizations, distributors, independent networks, public interest groups, and other allies. And they flat out say they have come together to stop the proposed merger between the Tribune Company and Sinclair. The coalition says it's nonpartisan and includes members on both sides of the aisle. Notably, the coalition includes members that have previously been on opposite sides of regulatory fights. So it's really interesting, I think, that this group has come together. They're opposed to Sinclair Broadcasting, Tribune Company coming together. What do you suppose the concerns are?
For them, for this coalition, I would imagine, and I'm not speaking for them, but I would imagine that they're worried about Sinclair having all this power, meaning that they can set, you know, ad rates and also, you know, distributing their channel on different cable networks. They're going to be able to probably demand more money, and people aren't going to like that. I mean, we've all seen, I'm sure, with our own cable channels, certain channels turned off from time to time because they're in a fight with setting the rate with the depending on what cable channel you have or who your provider is. They're fighting over, you know, how much they're going to pay. So it's usually money based when it comes down to it. Now, I don't worry so much about money as much as I worry about just the ethical implications. So usually these coalitions are based around, you know, who, how much power there is and how much money there is. But I worry about, ethical implications.
And I do, too. I know this is just a, this is a money making venture. These are two businesses and media interests that are trying to make a move to strengthen their profits. And I can understand that. But it looks like this is coming at a cost to consumers in the way that some of these high costs, as it says here, they've promised Wall Street that will dramatically increase the retransmission consent fees that it charges to cable and satellite companies. That's interesting. It's somewhat of a concern. I would question how much, what this will mean, because I think cable already has a big enough problem right now with people that are pulling the plug or cutting the cord right now. I'm also concerned about Sinclair and their reputation, and for an ethical standpoint, what kind of sides that they choose. Seems like they're politically involved and have been in the past, and I'm very wary of that. Probably more wary of that than anything else in this proposed merger.
And the Illinois Attorney General has come out against it now, too. This group has asked Attorney General Lisa Madigan to get involved, and she issued something the other day expressing her concerns about this. And, normally I would see that as perhaps some grandstanding as we approach an election year, but she has said she is not running for another term. So I find that kind of interesting that she is speaking out on this issue, too.
I think so, given that, again, the Attorney General brought this up, but is, again, not running for this next election. It talks about this proposed consolidation, as she said here, will decrease consumer choices and a diversity of voices in the media marketplace. And again, given Sinclair's history and recent history and their reputation, I think that's something that's a valid point that the Attorney General's office raises. And again, this is, as you said, Rich, not for the strategy of trying to get oneself elected. I think this is a valid point that they're going to have to overcome if they're going to get this pushed through.
So Sinclair takes a pretty strong editorial position to the right, but is their reporting also biased, or is it just the content of their commentaries and editorials?
Usually it is what's coming from the corporation. Usually that's based out of D.C., most of their commentaries, and they send it out to all their different stations. I don't think that most of the local journalists are swayed mm-hmm. by the commentary, but the commentary could be informing their news directors at those stations. So they might be changing up a little bit their editorial stance, at least from the top down. And that might trickle down to the various journalists that go out and cover things. And they might include other angles that weren't originally thought of by some of the journalists there. What's unfortunate is usually it comes from the top down. So if they're, you know, if a journalist is having pressure on them from above, they're probably going to go with whatever their boss is asking for.
Yeah, I think regardless of the individual journalist's own point of view or actually the point of view they're trying to avoid, I think top down that reputation has been established there at Sinclair for some time, and that's going to be something that's going to be very hard for them to shake, I think.
There are the legacy broadcast networks, ABC, NBC, CBS. I mean, they cover the entire United States or close to the entire United States. So what's wrong with having another large company such as Sinclair having a reach in so many different markets across the country?
Well, the scary thing is that we're talking about 72% of U.S. TV households will have a Sinclair station coming to it.
But those also have NBC, ABC, CBS,
sure.
Right?
Yeah, but I'm going somewhere else with this because what happens is if they can't negotiate with the cable provider that you have at your house, we're talking about 72% of TV households not getting that TV station at all, not getting the news on that channel. That's a big problem.
And having come from the St. Louis market, I know that the negotiations for cable rates and for cable stations were such that stations were always being withheld and suspended or blacked out, and then for days, weeks, months at a time. We saw that over and over there, and this could be more common if this were given the green light.
Yeah. But with the ethical stance, Rich, you talked about, is it a problem to have someone on, you know, maybe right-leaning as opposed to the other networks, the national networks?
Yeah, and it's not right, you know, leaning extreme to one side or the other. I don't want to just say it's a problem because they're leaning right. If they were leaning extreme left, the issues would be the same.
Yeah, I don't necessarily have anything against Sinclair because they employ quite a few people in this business now, and they're probably going to employ a lot more. And I think this is something that we're just going to have to get used to. But what I do worry about is that their reach. I think Sinclair might be a great place for lots of people to start off. But being in all of these households, and I think we're just causing a problem here because of the possibility that they could be shut off. And then we have almost 75% of households not having their network.
Yeah, and having lack of choices, I think, when you have more of a chance of a, I'm not saying this is a monopoly per se, but when we have fewer owners of all the media that we have here and the vast, you know, dozens and dozens of cable and news outlets that we have these days, and we have one person commanding more of them, that's never a good thing, either business-wise or journalistically.
Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.